Utah Congressman Jim Matheson says he knows money is tight in many U.S. households right now. That's why he and Nebraska Congressman Lee Terry introduced the bipartisan Fairness to Pet Owners Act of 2011, a bill Matheson says has the potential to save Americans a lot of money.
Right now, when people go to the vet, often they're not even given a prescription, and so they end up buying the medications from the veterinarian. People can continue to do that if this bill passes, but if this bill passes, the veterinarian will also give pet owners a written prescription so they can go and buy the medications elsewhere, just like all of us do as humans when we get a prescription from a medical doctor.
Matheson says Americans spend an estimated $10 billion every year on pet medications and health-related products. And although the American Veterinary Medical Association advises vets to put medication in writing, he says most vets don't, unless specifically asked, causing a markup of nearly 250% on some of the most commonly prescribed pet meds over average wholesale prices.
There are 71 million households in America that have pets. This is an issue that touches a lot of homes throughout our country, and I think that everyone who is a pet owner loves their pet and wants to do right by their pet, and if they can find a way to maintain the medications for a pet in a more economical way, I'd like to think most people would agree with this.
Tema Martin, spokesperson for Best Friends Animal Society, says this bill is important because too often she sees families give up pets over the cost of medical care.
This will allow people to avoid that heartbreaking decision between keeping the pet and denying it the medication that it needs, or having to give the pet up to a shelter. The majority of pets that are relinquished to shelters who need medical care never find another home.
The bill is modeled after federal legislation passed in 2003, which gave contact lens wearers the right to obtain a copy of their prescription. Matheson says that has helped save Americans as much as 20% on the cost of their contact lenses. When asked why he's focusing on healthcare for pets instead of humans, Matheson says he knows there are still a lot of issues to deal with about medication, but he wants to help people save money any way he can.
I admit this bill just focuses on one aspect of the cost of medication, which is the cost for pet owners. But right now we already have a system in place where humans can shop around for the best price for their drugs. Why can't we do that for pets as well?
I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.